With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
So about halfway through last week, I was getting ready to chat with Marissa Bidois, CEO of the Restaurant Association, to get her reaction, the people that she represents, particularly in Auckland, the reaction to AT's plans to put 24/7 parking charging into the Auckland CBD. We're just about to, you know, literally get on the phone and have a chat with Marissa. And then something happened. There was a kind of quick 180, and I thought it would be a better time to catch up with her after the fact. So, Marissa, we're finally talking, and I think I know how that conversation with you would have gone last week. Like, this is, you know, what's happening here. So what do you make of the developments pausing, I think, through to October?
Yeah, look, well, while we appreciate AT's decision to delay implementation of the parking charges and engage in consultation, I still think there are several key points that really remain unresolved for us. Firstly, while Auckland Transport has provided a new implementation date, we question the necessity of setting a specific timeline before completing that consultation process. You know, in our books, if genuine consultation and consideration is taken into account and measures are to take place, then why set a new implementation date? It just sort of feels like, hey, is this just a box-ticking exercise in this case? Additionally, if Auckland Transport's decision to proceed with Sunday and the public holiday charges without consulting stakeholders, that raises serious questions for us as well. It's sort of like they're consulting with some of that decision, but they're not consulting on all of it. And I guess some of the biggest issues for our industry is that sort of Sunday and public holiday charging for parking during that time, you know, that could potentially discourage a lot of people heading into the city, you know, on those days that they might have off to go and dine out at a restaurant, for example. So, excluding these significant changes from the consultation process kind of undermines the principles of transparency and accountability in our minds.
They moved pretty quick, but they weren't listening to you, were they? They moved quick because the mayor got pretty grumpy quite quickly. We talked to Maurice Williamson. He said clearly there was no consultation with their board, and it was sort of let's do this.
Yeah. So, I mean, we like to think that we may have contributed to that decision while there were some definitely, you know, bigger players out there kind of shaking some cages. We definitely, you know, we created a little bit of noise there as well. Our industry represents, you know, a good portion of, you know, I guess the contribution to the economy and whatnot. So we like to think that hopefully it may have made a difference.
What do you make of the sort of overriding of normal retail trade and restaurant trade as we've known it with these sort of traffic management systems where they sort of go over the top of and start becoming a negative to business? You wonder why people would pursue them, these plans like they do. Have you got any ideas about that?
Look, I think, from our perspective, we think it's absolutely imperative that, you know, the businesses are considered in these decisions. We start to question, you know, who is Auckland Transport and, you know, I guess other entities, who are they actually serving? It's like there's sort of a loss of contact with the people that they're actually put in place to look after, which is the community, and our businesses make up part of that community. So I think for me, that's sort of one of the biggest concerns that we have is just, you know, who's serving who here and whose interests are being looked after.
So what will work here? Again, implementing this plan or some modification or none of this at all? What would you prefer?
Look, from our perspective, we would really like to see it delayed even further. We've seen the foot traffic fall steadily over the last few years into our CBD. A lot of our central city businesses are struggling. We're seeing sort of an uptick a little bit in some of our tourism numbers coming back into the city. But really, at the end of the day, that footfall is dramatically different to what it was. And anything that turns people off into heading into the city is going to negatively impact those businesses. So, you know, that's one of the things that we think needs to be taken into consideration. Our businesses ultimately, you know, they're creating jobs, they're creating cityscape. escape, that they are part of what makes the city attractive. You know, if it becomes more difficult for our businesses to actually operate there, what's the CBD going to look like without restaurants, you know? And I mean, that's an extreme thing to think about, but ultimately that is something that needs to be considered.
And finally, Stats NZ, I think beginning of the week previous, released spending figures, card figures, etc. Retail spending had gone down 0.4%, minus 0.4%. So you've got that as well.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of, in the background of all of this is the cost of living kind of crisis. And, you know, that's impacting people's wallets, essentially, which we see impacted in our restaurants. You know, our restaurants and retail, they're the first ones to feel the impacts of any kind of economic downturn. I always like to think of them as it's like a barometer for the economy. If our restaurants aren't doing well, then we know the economy is probably, you know, taking a bit of a dive, essentially. And our businesses are certainly feeling that as well.
Marissa Bidwell, CEO, Restaurant Association, thanks for coming on. Have a great week.
Thank you so much for having me.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.